Missouri Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Are there any changes, recommendations to the agenda?
Move for approval.
Okay, it's been moved for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next item is approval of the June 3rd, 2015 minutes. Why don't we just take a minute or two, look at that, and see if there's any recommended or proposed changes to the minutes. Okay, there's been a motion to accept the minutes as presented. Is there a second for that?
I'll second.
Okay, any further discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Minutes are approved. Public comment section. We have three folks here. Are you folks associated with one of the agenda items? Or just here to chat?
The Seaview.
The Seaview?
Okay.
All right, seeing nobody here for public comments, we'll go to old business. And old business first is the vacation rentals. This is the data gathering thing that we had talked about. We had, Joe had invited in the chief of police to talk a little bit about the data gathering. I know I've gotten a couple of emails from local real estate representatives who are interested in hearing this, and from the appearance, it doesn't appear like either party is here, so. Do you have any additional information, Joe?
Or? He just wants to know specifically what we're looking for and also how he's going to compile the information. He has no problem with it, but he wants some further information from us, has some questions. I'll reach back out to him and see if he can jump on.
Okay, do we want to talk about that, or do we just want to table this to our next meeting?
Well, if he comes into the meeting in August and says, what do y'all want me to do? And we all look at each other. So I would say discuss it now and think about how we want that. What are we going to tell the chief or ask him to do for us? Or even put that on next month's agenda and invite him in September.
Well, then we're out of season.
Yeah.
So if he's not here tonight to talk about what to compile by August, we're pretty much done. Third week of August, we're done with major rentals and stuff.
Joe, my only concern is I thought he would be here to say what he can do with the data that he's already collecting. So
well,
I mean,
what might work better than what? What's their capability and how can they do it?
Right.
Then we can tell them what we want. I mean, we can. I don't know. It's really a lot that we're asking.
Yeah, my concern about telling him what we would like is that we may give him a lot more information than he has the capability of doing. What we talked about last time is making it as easy as possible. Yeah. And so it'd be good to know what they're collecting. It's just a matter of pressing a button and reorganizing the data to give it to us. I just don't have any idea what they are actually collecting.
I thought it was a joint discussion with the chief.
Joe, would it be possible for you during the next couple of weeks to meet up with the chief and see what they collect? And then so we have that. If in fact we invite him next meeting and he doesn't show up, you have the information so we can see. I mean, is that okay? Or?
Probably a slow time to get to him, especially this weekend.
I'll see if he's available Saturday afternoon.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
we've spoken a couple times. He knows what's going on. John said, just what are we specifically looking for? Looking for noise, parking.
Yeah. Noise, parking, complaints. You know, these sort of things. Whether they have put it into some sort of spreadsheet where you can basis, go through the spreadsheet and be able to identify the type of complaints that typically the rental properties have, at least the ones that are having, are struggling with some of the issues. So what I would recommend, and I'll go ahead and make a motion, that we table the vacation rentals with the idea that Joe will talk to the chief, talk to the police department, and gather the information that they can accumulate and provide some sort of report to address some of the issues related to the rental problem. And also invite the chief again to show, to come to our August meeting. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, opposed. Okay, next item is duplexes, parking space issues. It's kind of tied into the vacation rentals, but there's some other issues here, and we've got John slash Alan as the discussants. Or
well, we talked about it. We got together today and talked about it, but it's getting a little more involved than we expected. It's starting to get into record sizes and things like that. Duplex issue because of the parking. So we need more time to compile before we
come back with seven
on back with this recommendation. Right. Yeah. Okay. I'd make a motion to table until next month and we'll do the job one time.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? The only thing I would ask is just to kind of remind everybody what are the issues before we move over to table it. The issues are for condos, townhomes that are adding additional space on the bottom floor?
Well, they've got space that's unfinished. So what we're seeing is that space being finished off at a later date. Sometimes with a permit, sometimes without. They can call it a rec room or whatever they want, but most often they're going to put a couple of bunk beds in there or a couple of sleeper sofas. Sell more kids on beds.
Okay, so you're looking at the parking issue related to that?
Yes.
Okay.
John, just one question. Is there an ordinance or any rule right now that activity buses parking along the side of the road? Is that just...
You're going to have to give me an example.
Talking about the booze that are lose it bus?
No, I'm talking about the an activity bus that parks at least twice in the last week. Right across the street from the parking lot from my place in Parkstone 421.
Parking on the side of the road?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I understand cars, but I'm just curious if activity buses, because it's a school bus that somebody's using.
There are ordinances that relate to the length of the vehicles and where they can be parked and for how often they can park. I'll have to read up on them and get back to you. We can look at it right now if you want to.
It's one of those, it's not a full-sized activity bus. It's like a...
Can I suggest that we hold off on that discussion until member items or new business, because that's not really related to the duplex issue. It's certainly important, but just trying to keep things according to the agenda. Okay, there's a motion to table agenda item duplexes parking space issues. It's been seconded. No further discussion. Is there all in favor? Say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next item is the text amendment request. This is the text amendment that we passed last time. Is that the 19-329 text amendment that we passed last night? Our last time. Joe was there for the public hearing related to this. Joe, you want to just kind of bring us up to date on this?
Representative of the council, public hearing is Tuesday the 7th. I told them that we voted. Passed 5-0.
Right.
And they had to hold the public hearing within 2 weeks, so it is Tuesday, July 7th.
Oh, it is Tuesday, July 7th. Yeah. Well, that's right. It was presented and they had to set for public hearing. That's right. Okay. So the public hearing on that is July 7th. I will not be here out of the country next week, so
I'm packing for Colorado. I'm flying out 5 a.m. next morning. I'll probably make it.
Okay. If Joe can't make it, is there anybody here?
I'll be.
Okay, all right. So how about if you guys coordinate it? That's okay. All right. I'm in. That's my 20th anniversary. So. All right. I guess there's no action required on C. Next item is the Seaview subdivision review final site plan. So John, lead us into this one.
You saw this in, I believe it was March or April? March, I believe. Planning and zoning meeting, the Seaview subdivision came in for preliminary plat review. You passed that plat review, and it went to town council. Council passed that plat review. Since then, the developer has been completing site improvements. They have completed the majority of those improvements. The town clerk has guaranteed those improvements based on a letter provided by the engineer that has designed and inspected those improvements. You should have that memo in your packet. You should also have a letter from Stroud Engineering that addresses the site improvements. And you should have also had in your packet a copy of the final plat that was delivered to me 15 days before this meeting. I went through the final plat checklist and did not find any problems. So this would be the final chance that the Planning and Zoning Board has to go through this project before you approve it for construction and before it goes to town council at the July meeting.
Do you want to do a presentation, or is there any need for a presentation for this?
We just need to. The developer and the engineer are available. We've got plans set up here on the table. They are here to answer any questions that you may have as you go through that checklist.
I mean, what have we done in the past, since I'm like probably the only one here that's done this?
Mm-hmm.
So we go through line by line. Okay. And if we can't find something on the plan, we'll point it out to us and we'll check it off and go from there. I don't know if it's best if we sit down there. And
if one person would look at the checklist and y'all look around and look at that plan, I would suggest you familiarize yourself with it and ask any questions that you may have.
Okay, so you've done this before. Would you like to lead the choir on this one?
I mean, if you want, I mean, I can be the one looking at the plan.
Yeah, you want to go down there and look at it?
Sure. I mean.
And I guess we'll just go down the checklist, and you're just going to reaffirm that, in fact, everything on the checklist is on the plan? Okay.
Okay.
I want to step up here and be an assistant to the time looking at all through the plan.
Are you going to turn it the way I like to look at it?
We got a sign.
Hello, Mr. Blue, he's an engineer.
Yeah, how are you?
That's it.
All right, well, look at the title block.
Yeah, that's you. Property designation that's on the
You call on check.
What's the date of the plat that we're looking at? So we can record.
Yeah, let's just check it down.
It's deleted July 1st or not?
July 7/1/2015.
Yes, sir.
Name of owner and developer, that's in the title block. Township. This guy has a bar graph.
What is the bar graph?
That's down here in this left corner.
That's correct. Okay.
Name and address and registration numbers for engineer and surveyor. The other one I didn't notice was we got the stamp for the engineer. What was it? Calling for a seal for the surveyor. Is that on plan anywhere? Is that necessary?
The surveyor, once you all approve this thing, this will remove this for review only designation.
Okay.
And the surveyor will put a seal on that. That's what this is, unsealed drawing. These are the construction plans which have been engineered, and that's why I've sealed them.
Okay.
But he works out of your office also, though?
That's correct. Scrap engineering, so it's all there.
All right.
So the title block looks good?
Yep.
Okay.
The corporate limits, township boundaries, county lines. Some of this stuff's not applicable.
That's correct.
It's all within the town, so.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Land planners, landscape architects, and other owners, mortgagees. I mean, most of that stuff's not here.
Are you looking at number three?
Yeah.
I'm everything but the mortgagee.
Okay. Which that stated right here, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Registration numbers and seals of professional engineers, we already did that. North arrows up in the top right corner. Boundaries of the tracts, portions therefore subdivided distinctly and accurately represented with all bearings and distances shown.
Okay.
Okay. That looks fine to me. Adjoining lands, bearings and locations, and existing boundary lines. They've got Sea Watch, and Sea Watch is the only adjoining, I believe.
Other than a couple of lots.
But they're still Sea Watch lots.
Yes.
Yeah. Names and owners of adjoining properties. That's listed.
It looks like it's on.
Yeah. And the notifications have already been given for the preliminary map.
Sea Watch Lot 20 is not developed, right? That's that one there. Is that right?
Common area is where the retention pond is.
Names of any adjoining subdivisions proposed and under review. That's not Sea Watch, or is it? Name of adjoining subdivision, which is Sea Watch.
Yep.
Minimum building setback lines. This is the line here. It goes all the way around.
Yeah.
I don't want to question on the setback because, you know, when you look at the setback on the street front of Curie Village Way, I see two lines. You've got
one would be the utility.
One's the setback, which is. Okay, I see. And one's the utility line, is that it?
A utility easement, yes.
Okay, all right, okay.
Existing buildings and other structures, railroad bridges, culverts, stone drains. And that's not applicable, right?
That's correct.
There's no.
It says on the land immediately adjoining. Are there any things on the adjoining lands? That would be on that list.
There's a right here. This is the plan that is having the items that were actually removed 10 years ago that they were dealt with in the demolition plan. Mm-hmm. And show the existing structures, apartment pipes,
our pond. Do you think 11 is met with the adjoining properties?
Are
you saying that you think that the buildings on the adjacent lot should be on there?
It says existing buildings, other structures, water courses, I mean, no railroads, bridges, but we got some storm drains and we have existing buildings on the land immediately adjoining. That's what it's asking for.
Well, we're bounded on two sides by right-of-way, and the right-of-way is shown as well as the edge of pavement lines. Again, that's on the existing conditions plan, existing storm drain. We've got, this is the pond, I believe it's maybe...
Yeah, there's a pond back there, too. So that would be a storm drain.
But there's no building adjoining this property. Couple of buildings adjoin the pond. I mean, the buildings are here, then the pond, and then Seabrook.
So all these lots running around the subdivision don't have the building on?
Correct.
There's only really...
Well, that one does.
But there is a storm drain.
That one does it. This one does. And this is the pond. This is the
pond. That has a storm drain.
There's got to be some infrastructure going to that pond.
I mean, I'm certainly not a builder, but I would say for taking this literally, 11 is not being satisfied by it. Doesn't show the pond or the storm drain on adjacent or joint properties.
I'm not sure you would normally show those on a record map, though.
Yeah, they're certainly not going to be the record. This drawing here is pretty much what you'll see on record. This is submitted to the town as a record of what we designed and permitted. If I add those features, they will end up on this drawing here, the existing conditions. But what you'll be able to register and see online at county would not show those items, because a building wouldn't be a matter of record because if it washes away, it's...
No, I absolutely understand, but our obligation is to go to the checklist. So what I would like to ask John and our attorney to say, how closely do we have to follow word for word what's on this checklist?
Yeah. Tell you the truth, when I went through my own checklist, I totally skipped over the land immediately adjoining. I was just looking at the land to be subdivided.
Which is normally what you look at.
So I'd have to defer to the attorney to find out what his...
I mean, that's what the ordinance says. There's a couple points that I'm getting hung up on. Trying to remember what the code said, but planning PZC approves the preliminary and council approves the final.
PZC approves the preliminary and the final.
And the final.
Council does also.
So it's on both the preliminaries and the finals. I hate to be technical, but that's what the ordinance says, and I don't think that it's showing up. At least in the instances that you all mentioned. But that's probably an easy enough revision. I mean, if that's the only thing, approval on the condition that missing information be added.
And we could approve this, in your opinion, we could approve it on the checklist and not check that, basically, under condition that...
No, I'm saying you could issue a condition. You don't have the discretion to add special conditions. But you do have the ability to approve it on the condition that any information required by your clients is not on there be put on there.
Right. Because it still has to go to council, and that condition would have to be met prior to going to council then. Okay.
Will it be sufficient? Down there where it says that area, it calls it common area.
This right here. The C-wide subdivision, common area. That's that pond. So if you
can just change that word to the C-wide subdivision drainage pond or runoff pond.
And I'll ask the engineer, but I don't think
these two pieces of property, there's no house existing on.
And
I really should look. I don't have a copy of the July 1 plat, which is the July 1 plat, this one.
That's the recording, the plat that we were...
My suggestion, what I would offer to add on here to the FWP, that would be to, this is the existing conditions map. Most of that is pertinent, still pertinent, like our drainage is adjacent to this, sewer water is adjacent to this, a lot of this is annotated as the date that it was removed or that it shall be removed in the case of the sewer line. For example, what I can do is just, I can shadow in pond, house, if applicable, edge of pavement, house.
And are there any stormwater infrastructure features that it ought to be showing up, like culverts or anything?
Just a pond. I would maintain that this pond is fed by stormwater infrastructure that's not immediately adjacent. It's not tributary to our site or from our site. The pond itself is pretty close.
And you called these construction drawings before. Is it basically part and parcel of the final?
These are the construction drawings with the... in the last week, I have taken the contractor's red lines, his site changes, and just incorporated those. And it was really limited to this sewer, which...
What I was wondering about, instead of putting them on your final, I was wondering if you could just attach a duplicate copy of that to the final.
Yeah, that's fine. I can just as well to amend this sheet and turn in a new copy of that. Again, this is not going to record. This is just going to town's files.
I think we've worked out number 11.
When we get to the approval process, I'll defer to you for the language associated with number 11. Okay, number 12.
The blocks number consecutively.
Again, there's not any change really to speak of. I think I changed the name of the mortgagee from one to the other.
You'd be surprised how often I zoom right there to make sure I'm looking at the right thing. So if you do have a Duke, that would be great for my file.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it. Okay, are we on 13 now?
Yeah. The floods, hazards, and the elevations.
That's going to be on the annotated on the map. About the flood zone and the Langmoor, and then on the existing conditions again, we have a beautiful privacy.
Just in the interest of time, flood hazard, floodway impervious areas. What's an FHPM? Oh, firm maps. So can you point out some of those things on here?
A little bit of clarity when we get the note there that. Guys, says it's been removed from the flood zone.
So 13 looks okay. Mm-hmm. Roads using existing flat streets on adjoining properties. You show on the private road on 14. Is there any? I don't live here, so everybody up there knows this, and John knows this town better than I do. Do you have any existing platted streets on adjoining properties? Is that like the thing that everybody was saying was those lots of this?
Yeah, on the road disturbance one way for each. That's pretty good.
And I think you were showing rights of way locations and dimensions, right? Pavement widths, design, engineering, the corners and curves. Have you got that?
Yes. That's part of it. Pavement widths, 12 foot private drive, and then I've got the boards and radio.
Yeah. Typical street cross section. Private road, that's going to stay private. What are you all doing? Who maintains
that? They want
to
participate.
Is that just like through a POA or an HOA assessment?
I'd be that sure.
Utility and other easements.
The
Meaning you showing the curb and gutter and the shoulder and the ditches and all that stuff?
That would be on stormwater and or existing conditions.
So what number are we on?
Storm drain.
15. Location and dimensions of, well, we've already been through the utilities, Mr.
I'm not sure anything else. Are the actual buffers required?
No.
I'm not sure anything else on 16 plus. Areas to be used for purposes other than residential with the purposes you stated.
Well, you could show on a pool, right? That would be a recreation area.
And I didn't pay attention. Well, we still on 16.
Yep.
Exactly what do we need from the P&Z for this?
Is P&Z reviewing and reporting, or are both bodies actually approved?
Both bodies actually approved.
Okay, so we need to approve this.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, John can correct me if I'm wrong. He's got more experience here, but my knee jerk is to entertain a motion to approve the final plat of the CVU development on the condition that the information required by paragraph 11 on the checklist be added to the plat redated for that revision.
Okay. I make that motion.
Second.
Yeah. I just want everybody to review the checklist. If it's okay for the chairman to sign off on that checklist.
Yeah, I was looking to see if it's required a signature. I didn't see it, but I'll be glad to.
Basically, you're just confirming that
is a home on this lot.
Yeah, front
but
front
not.
Front.
Oh, okay. Okay, there's also a place for me to sign on the actual.
Once council approves that final drawing, they'll come back with the Mylars and we'll all be signing.
Okay, so we'll all be signed. So I don't need to do that right now. Just sign the check. Okay,
please.
All right, there's been a motion to approve the final plat checklist for CU subdivision, subject to the condition attached to number 11, and it's been seconded. Is there any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, this will go to the council when? That go to the regular meeting?
Yes, sir.
And that's...
The final will be ready.
Well, okay. So you'll have that condition taken care of when it goes to the council?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Good. Any new business? Okay. Member items, we were talking about parking. So you want to continue that discussion?
John, I just need to get an answer on...
Yes.
Buses,
so, parking. If you have your code book.
I can always have my picture.
Huh?
Cameras are wonderful things. Here's the bus parked across the street from the parking lot.
If you look at section 10-224 of our ordinance.
Okay. Well, but when is that? That's going to be August.
You're going to have to change your schedule.
Also, we, during the summer, we like to look at the meeting times, because I know a lot of us do travel. It's on August 5th right now. Is there any, we've got to make sure we have quorum, obviously. Is there anybody else with travel plans on August 5th? No, so I think we'll still have a forum, so that's okay. All right. Any additional items? All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Chairman.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Procedural question, and I don't know who's best able to field this, but on the Mylar that we'll generate, it's got six or seven places to sign. One's for me, for the engineer, P&Z chairman, building inspector, director of public works. Some of these, I'm wondering if we can start soliciting signatures as those boards or those individuals. For example, director of public works, when I provide him with utility certifications, if I can also provide him with the Mylar to sign, can I provide you with a plat, having now gone through and got a conditional approval from this board? Are you then authorized to sign a plat?
I could, but my general feeling is I'd like to see that condition met before I sign it.
I mean, I'm going to have that John tomorrow morning. Right. So
I'm here. You know, nice thing about Kerry Beach is that. Okay. You know, I'm exactly 30 seconds from this place, and I can be here to sign whenever the final, you know, I could be at the council meeting when they sign it.
Were you going out of town next week?
I'm going to go out of town next week, but I'm back on July 12th. So I'll be back. Yeah.
Terrific. Do you have any problems with that, Jim?
No, I mean, are you talking about different Mylars or different signatures on different Mylars?
It's okay.
One off. So I'm around after July 12th. I can certainly.
I think in light of the here, it's probably prudent to just get through the process as we're done.
Who's the county review officer?
Is that John or is that somebody down in county?
Review officer would be up at the register deeds.
So they'll get a look for these signatures and follow the signatures right.
Alright, so our motion to adjourn. Did we do it already?
We did it.
We had a conversation after. So we have adjourned. Okay, it's been seconded. All in favor say aye.
Who seconded?
All right. Well, again, thank you so much.
I'm home for this. Still here.
I need to sign that checklist. Is that what you want me to do? Sign the checklist.
Whichever one y'all did, I'm like for.
No, but we'll put a conditional. We'll write conditional on number 11.
Do you want to do that online?
It says reviewed up here, so I think that's it. So I'm going to put, I'm going to write with condition here.
So my current thing's checked there, Judge.
Why are you?
I know.